Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh. In this installment, Yogi goes to Garmukteshwara. The tall step into the bus was a slip on a journey, a trip on his chola ballooning with air as he leapt and missed to skin a knee raw as a cut pomegranate. It stung as he limped to a seat where the blood spot seeped and suppurated an hour to Garmukteshwara town. He held a handkerchief firm till the bus crunched gears and snake brakes hissed to a halt outside Bar High's. Good location had chosen Lalu to craft the Baragan. The T-shaped armrest now hung up at home, decommissioned by Yogi. He was soothed to see his corpulent sponsor sprawling. Barhai rose from his chair with the nose of a jackal. He smelled opportunity knocking. Here came his Yogi in a holy outfit, limping to his shop veranda. The blood spot stain, a fallen warrior knee, and the heavenly knocking at Barhai's nose got stronger, the scent of a plant formulating.
Sadhu Sahib, my friend the doctor is in his dispensary, just three shops up. Can you walk? Good, now we go.
Kashyap's clinic was a cave of coughing. Yogi entered the medicated room where Ilmas had no privacy and sat listening to tales of confidential fevers until Barhai barged and jumped the patient queue. Social rank assumed false privileges, pushing Yogi onto the consult chair where a foreigner in religious garb was entertainment for the belly aches. Kashyap colluded, saying, "Show me." So, Yogi revealed his pomegranate knee and all leaned forward to gasp communally at the nasty scrape of crusting over blood. Dr. Kashyap swabbed and dressed the wound, while the bug zapper plugged in at the wall loudly popped and vaporized a fly. Chayan Pakoras, Mrs. Barhai's front room. Indian comfort food, army bivouac tea, chai, and hello snacks. I am hungry, Yogi. The guest is God. Open up the heart chakra. Cartoon Deva wall art staring down. Boombox mantra gadget. Press play, Krishna. Chai and pakoras, chutney, red chili, flattery, fried gossip, greens in chickpea batter. Sweet chai, cunning, salty, a nibble at trouble. Chai and pakoras, Sri Temple trustees phoning, Marha Kirtan Mandal, Bhajan Pop for Gods, the Devotion, Emotion, Donation Festival. Chai and pakoras, you will be our chief guest. The photographer, hold G, up, yes G. Chai and pakoras, grease our wheels of profit. Chai and pakoras, endless chai and pakoras. After their lunch, the Ganga temple clanged from where the river flowed 6 decades back. Now, 101 steps were 86 and Ganga swelled on 5 kilometres south. The attendant in a singlet and white dhoti became the cynical lack of offerings called bad Brahmin luck. These days, none come, he said to Barhai. The government should fix the road for tourists so this place is finished. Shri Ganga Devi, in her curtained alcove, stood her ground in marble, looking out to four-headed Brahma, the creator so rarely found inside a Hindu temple, in polished stone or any other form. As her father, he looked on with four faces, rarely interfering with God or human, self-born and blossomed from a lotus, holding books to represent four Vedas. His bearded faces mean that life grows on, ever creative, birthing his Brahmand in all directions of the universe. Barhai, with showiness, now placed 101 rupees as donation, and the three faithful trustees copied him. As they left in Chauhan's ambassador, shifting through the cycle of its gears, the Mahabharata came to Yogi's mind. He knew this was its home. Brijpal Chauhan spoke up. Our town was part of Hastinapur, the ancient Bharata kingdom. He then told how the Ganges, shifting course so often, had put kilometers of bitumen between what had been a horse ride down the river. At Mukteshwara temple, there is one well, he said, telling his driver to make a turn ahead for Naka Kwan, the well of Nahusha. And who is he? Asked Yogi, curious. Chauhan would tell. Yogiji, first we'll reach. Chauhan soon shared how Raja Nahusha, a forefather of the five Pandava brothers, doing penance, had also dug this well and became the king of heaven, displacing Indra. Power-crazed, he wanted Indra's wife, but his palanquin bearers, the seven sages, cursed him, turning him into a python. Generations would pass before someone of his line could lift the spell. King Yudhisthira, saving Bhima, his brother, held in the python's death squeeze, instructed Nahush to curb his mind and senses. The snake let go and journeyed onto heaven. Nahusha's well now wore a scum of leaves. It comes from Ganga Devi underground. It's getting late, said Yogi. Thanks so much for this.
Wait,
chimed Ram Prakash and Brother Kartik. The final trustee added, he has to see Ghat Ganga. So they drove on. Yogi saw fire. This is Murda Ghat, where they do cremation, Barhai said. Speech had lost its words. A blaze was raging. The mourners, dressed in funereal whites, watched the attendant ladle on last ghee. They huddled, stunned, beside the final flames and coal case coming and conundrum of bones soon to be swept up by the river tide. Is that it? Thought Yogi. The end of the journey? Then he remembered Margot waiting at school. His mind had been distracted all day long, forgetting her, and he felt loss and guilt. The last bus left in a cloud of diesel grey, returning from the burning Ghat of the dead. He felt quite bad that he would end this day without his Margot next to him on a bed. Hardly apart since raising that first sweat on a sunken sofa in sundown grapevine light, with a backyard view where Corella's pirouette, Australia was the boat they'd burned that night. Barhai, glad of a struggling face upset, offered him a bed at the speed of light. You stay with us. Too late to feel regret, the darkening sky helped Yogi say, all right. You've been listening to Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel by Chris Mooney Singh. Join me next week for another episode.